What is your motivation?
Well, I always believe that, you know, the Jews have a claim, a legitimate tie to the country. But I never understood the idea of exclusivity. Why this is only our country and there's no place for Palestinians. That never made sense to me. So what we try to do in our committee, the Israeli Committee Against House Demolitions, is to show what's happening on the ground. Because the way Israel presents, it's all terrorism and defense, and we're simply defending our population, security. And we say, no, the demolishing of Dendisa's house here has nothing to do with security. This is a proactive policy of pushing the Palestinians out of the country. And that's something that as a Jew in general, as a human being in general, not only as an Israeli, it's something that is intolerable, that I'll fight against.
Yes.
It's there.
No more. The machine. The machine.
No, כל השנים שפחלת.
I mean, they took everything out, and they smashed it all. You know, it's not that they take things out delicately. All these nice tiles, and you know, they'd really invested in that. Now, it wasn't just a house. You know, a house is a home. I mean, it's not just a physical structure. You invest everything in it.
שלי, של אבא שלי.
So the family now lives in a tent?
Yeah.
They are preparing the tent.
Yeah.
איך הילדים הגיבו?
שמורים.
כן.
לא רוצים ללכת.
כן.
לא רוצים ללכת. רוצים להישאר.
אז מה אתם?
יש, כמו שיש, התחלה יש סוף.
כן.
לסוף יבוא. ומתי שהרסו, דוד שלי אמר, היום אתה הורס לי, מחר אני ארוס לך.
כן.
יבוא יום שלי.
כן.
גורים גדול.
כן.
גורים גדול.
כן. The demolitions. It only generates hatreds and conflicts, and look at the suffering. Dundee's here did nothing. He built this house, and the love that he and his family put in the house was something. And that's all that's left. Simply be a normal person living by the rules of the game that Israel sets and have a house or have a future for your kids or have a job. The most fundamental things in life you can't have because Israel won't let you, and it creates rules of the game in a way that the only conclusion is you have to leave the country. If you want a future for you and your kids, get out. And that's ethnic cleansing.
About religion.
It's not about religion at all. It's about tribalism.
But don't Israelis use the old-time religion as a sort of evidence for why they should be here?
Yeah. And the first part of the Bible is very tribalistic and genocidal. Justice in the Old Testament means a Jewish justice. You know, justice means getting everybody out so we take over. This is our country. God gave it to us. And you kill anybody that stands in your way. So the Bible is, you know, exploited as a tribal text that justifies government policies.
And you can't question the Bible.
And you can't question.
But Jeff, have you ever felt sort of shame for being Jewish?
I feel shame, but I feel more outraged, usually. I'm really angry at the Israelis, because they know what they're doing. They know that they're selling a false story to the world. And the whole idea of Jews becoming conquerors and building ghettos and putting people behind walls and demolishing houses, everything that the Jews suffered all these years. It's really a betrayal. It's a betrayal of everything that Israel and the Jewish people stand for. On the surface, Israel looks very modern and very Western. But in fact, in the conception and in the way the society is structured, it's very tribalistic. You know, by law, Arab citizens of Israel, not the occupied territories, inside Israel, are forbidden to live on 93% of the land of Israel, because this is land owned by the Jewish people. In most countries, that would be racism, that would be discrimination. You couldn't reconcile that with being a democracy. But here, the idea is, no, this is a Jewish country, and therefore we're Judaizing it. We're making it Jewish, and that's okay, because that's what we're all about, you see. And I think on that basis as well, the Western European countries have to say, look, this tribalistic exclusivity simply does not conform to human rights and to international law that gives everybody equal rights, including Palestinians.